Would you like to know all about the Day of Atonement? How about what is this new eternal order of Melchizedek that we are approaching? God has great plans and he wants you to be prepared. I'm so excited because we've now entered into the full week of the Days of Awe as we approach Wednesday, October 1st at sundown all the way through Thursday, October 2nd. God is getting our hearts ready to understand what is the new eternal order. Whew, hallelujah. Yes, we are fasting and praying. It is the 10 days of awe. We are in that place of seeking the Lord. We are considering our ways and we are understanding that our ways are not his ways. His ways are higher than our ways. But God has properly positioned his people during this time to get our hearts in alignment that he might release the greater glory, right? For this year, October 13th, come on, that's the seventh month and the 21st day, according to the book of Haggai, chapter 2. You can read it for yourself. And so we're in that place of considering our ways. And so as you may be seeking God's heart, considering your soul, remember the Hebrew word heshbon hanafesh, an accounting of the soul. God is building your temple, right? And that he's building your family as a temple. He's building your business as a temple. He's building your ministry as a temple. He's building your city as a temple, your state, your nation, nations, continents. He is building in the mighty name of Yeshua. And with that, he is raising up a people that know how to bring forth the promotion of being seated with him in heavenly places and operating in dominion, multiplication, increase, subduing, and replenishing. The blessings of Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. This is where we're headed, folks. God is taking us to a place of dominion. And why does that make the Day of Atonement so important? On the Day of Atonement, on Wednesday, October 1st at sundown, which we are fast approaching, it is a time of a solemn assembly. In Joel chapter 2, it tells us to blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, to rend our hearts, right? God wants our hearts. He wants us to position our hearts. Where's your heart? Your heart is your soul. Your heart is the place that he's building. Your heart is what you are accounting for during this time. You are reckoning your heart. You are asking God to deal with your heart. He is positioning you for greater heights of understanding who you are, who he is, what it is that he's called you to do. What are the things that he's releasing from heaven for you? A new touch of anointing upon your life, an activation of spiritual gifting. There's a heavenly portal that is open right now. Dreams and visions are being released. Over the next 3 weeks, that's what we see. We see huge experiential encounters with God. We began to have experiences with God, miracles, restoration, the seven blessings of the Lord, which I'll talk about more in another teaching here coming up. And so we are preparing ourselves. This is the Day of Atonement. And let me tell you what the Day of Atonement is all about. Well, according to the Hebrew calendar, it is Yom Kippur, the highest holy day of the year. It's where the Jewish people will come and they will pray and fast all day and ask the Lord for forgiveness of their sins. However, there is no forgiveness for their sins because there's no blood sacrifice. Because back in 70 CE is when the temple was destroyed. If you go to Israel today, you will find that there is no temple for sacrifices. There is a mosque on top of the Temple Mount. There is the Dome of the Rock that exists there. And so the Jews do not have a place to have their blood sacrifices. So where is this place then? Like, where did they get the blood sacrifice? Well, they don't. So they come to the Lord all day and praying and fasting. And by the end of the day, they just say, well, I guess we're forgiven today. But according to the Levitical priesthood and the rules of the earthly tabernacle, there will be no high priest that takes the blood of bulls, goats, and lambs and goes into the Holy of Holies and puts blood on the mercy seat. That will not happen. Okay. But if you know Yeshua Messiah as your Lord and Savior, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then in effect, it is done. It is finished because the heavenly tabernacle is higher than the earthly tabernacle. And when Jesus dies and he is buried, he goes down into Hades, he gets the keys, then he goes up with his blood and he puts his blood on the mercy seat in the heavenly tabernacle. Now, the heavenly tabernacle is the number one tabernacle. The earthly tabernacles were number two because the earthly tabernacles were made in likeness of the heavenly tabernacle. But there is no earthly tabernacle except those of us that believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We become the tabernacle. Come on. This means that if you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you become the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus goes into the heavenly tabernacle, on the Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur, he puts his very own blood. He is not in the order of the Levitical priesthood. The word tells us in Hebrews chapter 6, 7, 8, 9, that he is of a different order. He is in the new eternal order of Melchizedek. He is a high priest in the eternal order of Melchizedek, and he is a high priest without beginning and without end. Whew, come on, I'm getting excited right now. See, every earthly high priest assigned by God had a beginning and had an end. They were born into the earth. But Yeshua Messiah, who we believe is the high priest in the order of Melchizedek, he is one who is without beginning and without end. He is eternal. He is eternal. And so his reign comes before the law. How do we know this? Because we know that in the book of Genesis, as well as I think it's Hebrews chapter 7, we find that he goes before, Abraham goes before Melchizedek to bring him a tithe and to have communion with him. Whew. This is before there's ever earthly tabernacle. So we know Melchizedek has a pretty high order, right? And our high priest, Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, is in that order. So he is the one that goes up on the Day of Atonement and puts his blood on the mercy seat. Now you might be saying, Candace, wow, that's like really cool. Who is this high priest in the order of Melchizedek? Listen, he is the one without beginning and without end. And when he does something, it goes eternal. Okay, which means he has the power to fully redeem with his blood everything that was done before creation ever even started. Wow. Okay, so what's the point of the Levitical priesthood and or the Aaronic priesthood and the rules that outline the earthly tabernacle? Well, the Jewish people, God's chosen people, had to have a way or a process in order to be cleansed of sin. All right. So God called Moses to come up on the mountain to receive the instructions for the tabernacle. That aligned for us through natural understanding. What is the process of being saved, healed, and redeemed through blood? What is the process of salvation through blood? What is the process of forgiveness through blood? And so that was followed through the pattern of the heavenly tabernacle being given to Moses, that an earthly tabernacle would be set, and that the Aaronic priesthood, the Levitical priesthood, would then follow through with being the ones that went into the tabernacle with the blood of bulls, goats, and lambs, and actually put that on the mercy seat and declared forgiveness over the people. All right. So when the temple was destroyed, there is no means for that earthly tabernacle to be in operation anymore. It's gone. It's gone. So there's only one tabernacle now. It's the heavenly tabernacle, which still exists. All right. But he declared it is finished there. And because he finished it there, we now become the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. When you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you get a new spirit. His spirit comes to live on the inside of you. And then he transforms your soul, which is the holy place. Okay, it's the holy place. The mind, the will, and the emotions begin to change. And then the Holy of Holies place, which is where his spirit resides, his light, his burning light resides. That is where Jesus goes in and puts his blood. So when we believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are immediately forgiven of all of our sin. Whoa, Whoa. So you might say, Candace, so what's the point of the 10 days of awe then if you're a Christian? Let me tell you. Because we are still called to repent of that which is our own way. We're called to consider our ways. We must repent of that which is not like God. And let me tell you what, right now, you were born into sin. And then Jesus made you whole and brand new, a new creation. He made a new temple. He put his spirit to live within that temple. He declared that that temple was forgiven of sin. He made you a new creation, a new wineskin. He put the new wine in you. All of these things, those are all references to that. But we still have to be mindful of that holy place and whether or not it's remaining holy. All right, this is why we do the 10 days of awe, is because we need to understand that our ways are not his ways. He's taking us to greater glory. He's taking each one of us individually from faith to faith and glory to glory. And we have to bring our souls. We have to have an accounting for our soul. Heshbon, hanafesh. We have to position ourselves to receive direction from him on what is not like him. What is not being holy in that holy place? What is impure? What is not righteous? What is out of alignment with him? What is going its own way that needs to be slapped into alignment so it will go God's way? All right. So this is what we do this week. And listen, that's why this week is so powerful, is because on all day Thursday, when you come before the Lord and you're saying, Lord, forgive me of this and forgive me of that. You're taking an accounting of your soul, not because you're not forgiven, because once and for all, the sacrifice positioned us for a new and better covenant, which says we are forgiven, all right? But we're doing it because we're in relationship with him, and we need to know what's out of position, because every time we get out of position, we get out of position, folks. That you just need to confess that right now. Candace, I get out of position. God, I get out of position. Listen, I, Candace, get out of position. I got to get myself in alignment. I say, God, just deal with me. Deal with my soul. Deal with me. A good father disciplines and chastises his children and deals with his children. If I am out of position, I want to be in position. So on that Day of Atonement, for a Christian, for a believer in Yeshua Messiah, for a Jewish messianic believer, that day is the day where we lay before him those things that are out of order. And then by the end of the day, guess what? We remember that our Yeshua Messiah took his very own blood, not the blood of bulls and goats and lambs, into a tabernacle that is more important than the earthly tabernacle. And he put his blood on the mercy seat. And he declared what? It is finished. What does that mean? It means it's complete. It means that we've been called now, redeemed. The redeemed of the Lord say so. It means that all things have been redeemed. It means that from before sin ever existed all the way through, all right, a declaration was made through the high priest in the order of Melchizedek, who had no beginning and no end, made everything right. So what's wrong then? What's wrong is we don't know that everything's right. If you don't know that everything's right and the enemy still got you thinking that everything's wrong, then you know what? You're just going to focus on what's wrong. And then when we focus on what's wrong, sometimes it actually makes us do wrong things. All right. So we have to know that Jesus redeemed all things, which gives us the power now to dominate, multiply, increase, replenish, and subdue, which is what Hebrew year 5786 is all about. So we've now been positioned in a new eternal order of Melchizedek. And I want to read this to you. Okay. Now you got to do your homework here. And listen, if what I'm saying is like heavy for you, go back and watch my prior videos. Go back and watch the video on the days of awe. Go back and watch the video on Hebrew year 5786. Go back and watch it so you can get yourself caught up. So Hebrews chapter 10 is talking about our high priest in the order of Melchizedek. And because of what he did, this is where we stand. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, having therefore, brothers, sisters, boldness, because of what Jesus has done, have boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. We get to enter all the way in intimacy with the Lord. Remember, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, so you get to enter in. You get to commune with him, right? Right in here. You get to commune with him. Nothing missing, nothing broken. You need to commune with him in that place of promotion. You get to commune with him in purity and righteousness and holiness. Because of why? Because the Melchizedek, Jesus, our high priest in the order of Melchizedek, went in and put his very own blood. This is now classified in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 20, a new and living way. It's not the new and dead way. It's the new and living way. And he has consecrated this for us through the veil. What is the veil? It's the veil that separates the holy place from the holy of holies. All right. Remember, I told you the vav is the connector that holds the curtains. It's a connector. It often holds the curtains. All right. So that curtain was rent so that we would have access now to the Holy of Holies, to be in that communion with the Lord. Remember, you're the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. When he went up and did that, he broke any divider, all right? We are now reconciled and we are now in relationship. There is no division between you and God now because of Jesus's blood. Now you can commune with him. The best part about your life is that you can commune with God. It says that he consecrated for us through the veil, his flesh, okay? So when he died and the nails went in his hands, okay? Yud, hey, vav, the connector of the hays, the connectors of grace, all right? When the nails went in his hands, all right? The veil was torn, all right? And now we have access. Let us draw now near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. So see, everything I'm telling you right now is by faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Remember, we were guilty, but now we're not. Why? Because of the blood of Yeshua Messiah, the high priest in the order, new order of Melchizedek. Our bodies were washed with pure water. So let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. What are you professing? You're professing that you know God through Jesus Christ, that Jesus loves you, that he died on a cross for you, that your story is good, that God is great, that he's written a great story for your life, and that he has properly positioned you and said you are forgiven. And now you can go on and you can live life to the fullness at a level of prosperity, at a level of wholeness, at a level of healing in every way. Okay? So we're to hold fast the profession of our faith in God and his goodness without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. He is faithful who promised. All right. And let us consider one another to provoke love and to good works. In other words, we need to encourage one another every day, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. That's what I'm doing today. I'm exhorting you. And so much more as the day as is approaching. So because of what Yeshua Messiah has done for us, this means that there is a new and living way. It's not a new and dead way. It's a new and living way. Okay. And it's in a new eternal order. This order is not year to year. It's eternal. It's everlasting. What Yeshua Messiah has done goes before, is present, goes before your birth, is present now, and will go after your death. He is eternal. And what he did took care of sin, past, present, and future. Eternal. This is a new eternal order. Now, with the new eternal order comes a lot of new ways of living. See, our question now at the end of the Day of Atonement should be, how do I now live? Take communion at the end of the Day of Atonement and declare it is finished. And because it is finished, I live complete. I live whole. I live resurrected. I live from a place of promotion. I live in the realms of prosperity. I live in heavenly places and spaces. I live in a faith realm. These are the declarations that you need to be making over yourself, because you now live in a new eternal order, which means all things have been redeemed. It means yesterday was redeemed. It means that before your birth was redeemed. It means that before there was ever sin, all things have been redeemed. So how now shall we live? This is the question. If all things have been redeemed, I think we're living a little off. I think we're talking too much about our mistakes, too much about what's wrong, too much about what's broken, and not enough about what's fixed, what's made right, what's whole, what's healed. You see, when Satan came into the garden and he caused Eve to begin to question, he first told her she was broken. Listen, this is the biggest lie of the enemy, to say things are broken. Things are screwed up. Things are messed up. Even after God put things in order, the enemy will still tell you there's a mess that's going on here. At some point, you're going to have to determine that all things have been redeemed, which means that it doesn't mean that there wasn't a mess. It just means that there's one who's redeemed it. And if he's redeemed it, then he will continue to bring it into alignment with who he is in this time and season. All right. It is true. Things, you know, get messed up here and there, but we don't have to focus on that. Focus on what's been redeemed and then know that by faith, he will put things in order when we listen, when we obey, when we come into union with him. All right. So how now shall we live that all things have been redeemed? Well, if we talk about that, we have to say, let's live like we did when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden. They should not have questioned their identity. The enemy caused them to question who they are, question God's love for them, question that they were male and female, question the plan, purpose that God had for them, question whether or not God was provide for them, protect them, and accept them. See, that devil is a liar. And you know what? If you keep listening to him, if you keep listening to his lies, you're going to stay right where you're at. Somebody needs to repent today that you keep listening to the lies of the enemy about who you are and about what your current situation is. I know that through your lens, things look bad, things look broken, things look messed up. But here's the deal. Your lens does not reveal the redemption of Jesus Christ. That's one thing you got to know right there. I mean, we got to turn this around right now. Just because you see it broken and call it broken doesn't mean you can see it fixed and call it fixed. See, we got to start looking at something that's broken and we need to call what is not as though it is by faith and say that thing is fixed. How do I know that? Because the new eternal order of Melchizedek says all things have been redeemed. And if all things have been redeemed, I now have to live my life from a place of full redemption. Come on, let me say that again. Now that the high eternal order of Melchizedek has happened, and it's a new and living way. This means all things that are dead and out of position must come into perfect position and perfect alignment. It means that we call it redeemed, even if it looks broken. It means we act as though it's redeemed. How do we do this? By faith. Why? Because we know Hebrews 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come on, get in the book and read Hebrews. It is the understanding of the new eternal order of Melchizedek. There's been a new eternal order for over 2,000 years. But if you ask somebody in church, what's the new eternal order? They can't tell you. Yet the entire book of Hebrews, the author of Hebrews, is telling us we need to consider this high priest who made everything right. And just because it looks wrong doesn't mean that in the spirit realms, it's not fully redeemed. We need to start living from the spirit realms first. The heavenly realms first, the earthly realms second. Heaven first, earth second. This is why the earthly tabernacle was fashioned after the heavenly tabernacle. This is why in the book of Haggai was given instructions to come up higher. Come up to the mountain and bring wood that I might build my house, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified. He didn't say build the house from the floor. He said, consider your ways and then come up to the place of promotion. You need to write out your promotion. What promotion was this that you received? What are the barriers that you think are coming against this promotion? Because let me tell you right now, your barriers are a lie. They're a lie. Do not be deceived by the lies of the enemy. God is speaking to you now, and he says, let the barriers go, let the obstacles go, let the lies go, let the manipulation go, let the bitterness go, let the anger go, let the resentment go, let these things go right now in the name of Yeshua. Come on, during the days of all, let us repent of those things that are causing our lenses to be messed up. You need new lenses. God is giving you some new lenses, and it is time to put those lenses on. Whew. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited. Listen, I'm preaching right now. See, it is time that as we approach the Day of Atonement, we remember that we have been saved, healed, and redeemed. Go through the process of considering your ways because it's good processes of soul transformation. We go from glory to glory. This is why he tells us on October 13th, you're at a new level of glory. That's what he's saying. He says you're at a new level of glory. All right? And with that, there's going to be new levels of relationship with him. There's going to be new levels of increase. He's going to bless you in ways that you were not blessed prior to this fast and this praying and this remembering of him and this new eternal order. But you have been born into a new eternal order. And that means that you are forgiven all the time. Now, forgiveness all the time doesn't mean we do whatever we want to do. It means that we maintain an attitude of submission to the Lord. Submit to the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James chapter 4, verse 7. When you submit to God, God will get you in alignment with every area of your life. He'll get your marriage in alignment. He'll get your relationships in alignment. He'll get your finances in alignment. He'll get your business in alignment, your ministry in alignment. He will put things in alignment. Why? Because he is good. And because he wants you to be a reflection of who he is. For his name's sake, he will restore your soul and bring you into a place of righteousness. That word righteousness is the word tzedek in the Hebrew. It means a place of prosperity. God has written good things about you before the foundation of the world, and it's that you shall be prosperous, and you should be prosperous even as your soul prospers. And so you're in a week of God's dealing with your soul. He's dealing with my soul. But listen, you don't have to allow him to deal with your soul in a place of, oh, you're this miserable person. No, do it from the place of promotion. God, deal with my soul because you've written a great story about me, and I want to be able to give you honor for all that you did for me, and that you went into the Holy of Holies and you put your blood on the mercy seat in the heavenly tabernacle and you declare that it is finished. Make me right in light of that, God. Come on, I need some help in this place. See, God wants you to be right because he made you right. He made you right by declaring it, and then he's making you right in your soul, in your holy place, and he's doing it through intimacy with him. The word says that you are holy. Be holy as he is holy. Be perfect as he is perfect. So you see, these are words that say it has taken place and it is taking place. Redemption is complete. And he is redeeming things. Both are true. So it is a time and a season. When you approach the Day of Atonement in Yom Kippur and you believe in Yeshua Messiah as your Lord and Savior, you approach with confidence. Come into that Holy of Holies, that new and living way, with the blood of Jesus in full confidence, knowing and understanding that he shed his blood that we might live new and be new. If you're watching this today and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is very simple. All you have to do is account for your soul right now. Just say, Lord, I take an inventory of my soul and things are not right. Lord, I'm sick. I'm weak. I'm tired. I'm overwhelmed. I live in sin. I do things that aren't right. I need purification. I want holiness. I want to know you, Lord. Just say that. I want to know you, Lord. And say, Father, forgive me, for I know I have sinned and I am not living right, and I want to be right. If you just say that prayer with me right now, say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I want to be right. He will come and he will make you right, right now. Come on, right now, in the name of Yeshua. Right now, just say it. And the word says, when we confess with our mouth and believe with our heart Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, we will be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. And I'm here to declare to you, you are saved if you said that prayer. And now it's time to live, to consider your ways and live as he would want you to live. Live with him being Lord of your life. Come on, you're about to enter the best days of your life. You talk about latter glory. It is coming to you, friend. If that was you that received Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now, I want to know who you are. Listen, I want to bless you. Come on, just let me know. Because this is an important time in history, and God needs you to dominate, multiply, replenish, increase, and subdue in this Hebrew year of 5786, the voice of dominion. All right, listen, I'm excited about where God is taking you. I'm excited because we're coming up on the Day of Atonement, and we're going to be quickly moving through that to the Feast of Tabernacles. That's going to be my next teaching. I'm going to teach you on the Feast of Tabernacles. I'm going to teach you on the seven blessings. Don't forget to sow your seed. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 16 through 18 says, 3 times a year you'll come before me and you'll bless me with an offering in accordance with that in which I have blessed you with. Come on, time to take an inventory. You've been saved, healed, and redeemed. Now go to the throne and seek him. Ask him during this time before the Day of Atonement, Lord, how can I honor you? How can I bless you with a seed today? And then bless your favorite ministry. Go and bless your church. Go and bless a ministry that has blessed you. Go and bless today, because that blesses God and that gives God honor. And this is in accordance with the word. This is in accordance with the word. And listen, I share that here in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. If you don't have a copy of this yet, come on, you need to get a copy of this right here. I walk you through all of this, and join me during this month of Tishrei, during these three feasts right here. I give you prophetic declarations, revelations and declarations. This book's going to change your life. Grab a copy today. I'm going to keep you on target with God's times and seasons. And maybe you already have the book, but listen, I've got a wall calendar here. This was done by Troy Brewer and his team. And I just consulted on the days and the times and the seasons in here. Listen, this is a beautiful calendar. We've got it here on my website. And you can see the nice picture of Pastor Troy. Troy and Leanne Brewer, I love them. They rescue kids out of sex trafficking. And listen, buying this calendar helps do that. So we start right here in the month of September. It is the month of Tishrei. So get one of these today, because that'll get you going right here in September. This goes all the way through 2026, through December of 5786. Okay, this is exciting. See, we just keep going. So now we're in January here. Listen, I could just flip through it. And let me tell you what's so exciting about this too, is I keep you on target with prophetic declarations every day and revelations that have been tested. But in here, what is exciting about this is that you also get the different moons. He's got a bunch of stuff down here, like the solar eclipses and the different eclipses, things like that are happening that my book doesn't have, because those would be things that would change per year. We would not have that information. My book is timeless. It doesn't matter what year. This is why wall calendars are nice, is because it's going to give you a little bit of extra. And you can go to my website, CandiceSmithman.com, and get one of these. It's also got an alphabet chart. We talk a little bit more about the feasts in here. And then you can see here, I'm going to advertise here for 365. There's my book right there. And there is Numbers That Preach, Pastor Troy's book right here. Listen, this is a double whammy. You not only get a great wall calendar, but you also get to help pull kids out of sex trafficking. That's one of the things my husband and I do. We give offerings for that to take place and help put children in orphanages that are with the ministries that we support. And so this is exciting times. Now I have one more resource I want to show you. I talked about the new Eternal Order of Melchizedek, my brand new book, Cracking the Time Code. Look, it's 3 o'clock here. I tell you, that was the day, the ninth hour, that Jesus died on the cross. And I'm going to give you revelation in here about the new eternal order of Melchizedek. What is this new eternal order? And how can you participate it? How now shall you live? This is going to crack open some supernatural abundancy for you. I also have chapters in here that talk about how to live in the realms of prosperity. Come on. Listen, you want to experience kingdom wealth? This is your book. Now, I get these before everyone else. So you have to buy it on my website at CandiceSmithman.com. Go on there right now and order. And I should have my shipment in October. And I should have this to you by November 15th. That's my projected date. It's not a hard date. It's a projected date. If you'll go in now, get yourself a copy, buy a few copies for friends. You're going to absolutely love this. It is time to understand what the Day of Atonement is really all about. And this is going to help you do that. All right. Be blessed. Now, listen, I have a free class. You got to join me Monday, October 20th at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern time. No matter where you are in the world, you can come on one or the other. It's free. F-R-E-E. You don't have to pay anything for it. Come online with me. I'm going to tell you what's happening in the next month we're going into, the month of Heshvan, and I'm going to teach you some principles for living in these realms of ascension. All right? All you got to do is click the link below and sign up, because you get a special Zoom link. It's not for everybody. You got to sign up first. Then the other thing is at 2 p.m. Eastern that same day, October 20th, I run my Kingdom Wealth Strategies class. If you want to know how to live in the realms of wealth, if you are a small business owner, if you have a ministry, if you, mom, dad, young person, you want to learn how to manage the way God wants you to manage, come to, when it comes down to the resources that God has given you, you're going to love this class. I'm going to push you in this course. I'm taking you to next levels of faith. Faith where you're going to see the blessings of the Lord come forth, where you're going to see new and heightened levels of income and increase. And listen, this is the year to dominate, multiply, increase, subdue, replenish. Don't miss it. Get involved in the Kingdom Wealth Strategies class today. Sign up for that. We've only had 1 month, so you can get that whole recording, but I'll coach you for 5 solid months on this. And listen, I'm going to push you. I don't want people that have, weak faith. Listen, I'm looking for some giants of the faith. Come on. I'm looking to push you into being a giant of the faith here. Come on. We're going to do this together. There's a heavy impartation on this class. We had the first one and people were just like, wow, God has completely shifted me into that realm of prosperity and understanding that it is God's blessing that we be prosperous. It truly, truly is. And listen, prosperity is not a dirty word. It's a bad rap, but we are turning that around because my God is prosperous and he is magnified in the prosperity of his servant and he wants to be magnified in your soul being prosperous and seeing the prosperity flow. Also, maybe you're watching this and you feel like you want a biblical life coach. You want someone to coach you along. You got some problems. You got some issues. Listen, you need some soul healing. We got people we can hook you up with. We've got something called our 6-week soul transformation class. Get involved with that. We're going to help you go through a process of being transformed in your soul. Now, maybe you're a leader and you're like, listen, I want to learn how to help others. Come on, I want you. Let's sign up. Sign up for this. Because we're going to get you trained to be a people helper, to help other people go through the process of soul transformation, as well as learn other classes that are going to help you be an excellent discipler. Listen, come and be a credentialed biblical life coach with us, become a ministry affiliate, and then we help you, right? We're all partnering together to be able to go forth and carry the gospel at new levels. So get signed up for that too. We're running classes all the time. Go to dreammentors.org. All right, listen, you are above and not beneath, the head and not the tail. You will lend to many and you will borrow from none. You have the great favor of God upon your life and he is bringing you into a new eternal order and a revelation of that. Share this with a friend. Subscribe to my YouTube channel because listen, I got so much to teach you guys. I can't possibly do it in the short amount of time that I have here. That would be a great blessing. Subscribe to that YouTube channel and I will see you next week for the weekly word. Get ready for that day of atonement. Be blessed.